The American dream has become a nightmare.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 14th November 2012. Maybe some people out there are waiting for Planet Nibiru to hit or the Mayan calendar to do whatever it was going to do. Maybe the Christians are waiting to be sucked up into heaven. Hang on, folks. I got flash for you here. None of that's going to happen. Okay? So there's no ejection seat Christians. No. You're not going anywhere. You're going to go through this, so you might as well get it through your head to roll up your sleeves. I didn't say put down the Bible. You can pray while you're working, okay? But folks, we have no plan of action. We've been doing the best that we can, kind of like the lone wolf scenario that we keep hearing so much about from Homeland Security. We have a bunch of individuals trying their best to educate other people. What we've got to do here, based on the Constitution, and boy, that would show, man, would that show the rats in the nest if you had people in organizations that were fighting against you. Well, wait a minute. Here's the law. Here's the Constitution. Who are you, and what are you proposing? Go sit down. We don't need you. I'm telling you, Peter Nice, it is...
John, I have a couple documents, if your people want them, that basically lay out what we're talking about right now. If they want to contact me at lawman, L-A-W-M-A-N, 07, at live.com, I've got the historical proof all laid out in a timeline for them.
Dan in Illinois. Hello, Dan.
Hello, John. Hello, Peter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hope you guys are having a good day.
Peachy.
Your previous caller, you touched on how the American people need to have their voices be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And to an extent, I think Occupy tried that, albeit it was a bit corrupted and a lot of the people were misinformed of what they were actually fighting for.
Yeah, and here's the question. And what banner were they flying under? I mean, what flag were they marching under? Every flag that you could imagine and some that you couldn't even.
That I will agree with, and that was kind of why I distanced myself from it. I was excited when it initially started, and then I saw the direction that it was headed, or the multiple directions, I should say,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of, you know, lost interest and lost faith in what their end goal. But people saw them being beaten by police.
Yeah.
And people that I talked to were like, oh, dirty hippies, they should. And that to me, I was like, wait a minute, wait, do you believe in the Constitution?
Ah.
Well, yeah.
Ah.
Well, how can you believe in the Constitution and condone the police actions? People that were, you know, irregardless of whether they're hippies or what message they have,
yeah.
You're still supposed to have the right to a redress of grievances.
That's why one of the most positive things that I saw come out of that whole Occupy Wall Street thing, and specifically talking about New York, was that wonderful guy, the big black man, that faced down 25, 30 cops and had them shuffling.
Oh, the sergeant.
Yes.
The sergeant.
Them staring at the ground and shuffling their feet. Because he basically told them, what are you doing? What did I go to Iraq for? What am I fighting for? What you people are doing is beating people that are just trying to express themselves. He told them flat out, you people have no honor.
Yes, but you know, as well as I do, that one of our major hurdles is the lamestream media and their depiction.
They find
the dumbest. Right,
Dan, hang on a second, because what we're now describing is the excuses why anything that we do will not work. I don't give a damn what the mainstream media is doing. I don't even care what the federal government's doing right now. What I care is what we're doing about the problem. Hang on.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dolton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dolton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dolton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Peter, I don't know, I've not heard an opinion out of you today with what I'm talking about here.
John, I think a lot of this deals with not only is the population basically, you know, arming itself, but there's a lot of fear out there.
Yeah.
And I guess there's many different ways of expressing that fear, and nobody seems to be wanting to be the first one to put it together and do something by electing a sheriff, and the sheriff takes basically an oath to support the people of the de jure constitution.
How many counties in the state of California?
Oh, gee, I think there's 50.
Okay, I think we have 88 here in Texas. If we get a couple of sheriffs that know what their power is about, and say we got 10 counties, that still leaves 78 counties that are out there flapping in the wind. I think the best approach to this problem is hammering the state legislature. Make these people stand up for their oath. And if they don't want to perform their oath under law, then they just excuse themselves. Or we recall them, or whatever the heck we have to do. You know, the old adage of voting the rascals out, I wouldn't even want to even venture a guess of how many state legislators we have, state senators. I know how many Congress critters we have, 535 of those. But I couldn't even come up with a number of how many state critters we have. But we can mandate, and I understand your argument here, perfectly clear. The government's been flipped. Well, they did the flipping, not us. Did somebody approach you and say, look, we're going to do this, this, and this. We know that it doesn't follow the Constitution, but we're asking for your vote or your permission to do it. Did anybody ask you?
No. Nobody.
Nobody asked me either. So they just came up, they just dreamed up a scenario in which they have been doing to the American people for all of these years what they have been doing. It ain't right, it ain't fair, it ain't moral, it ain't ethical, it ain't lawful. So what? Where are we going to stand here, folks? What are we standing? What are we defending? What do we stand for? I'm tired of hearing what we're against. Hell, they're going to keep giving you more of what you're against. But how do we work the problem with the power that we have?
Well, if like you were talking about with the state legislatures, if the people had a referendum, or if the people just got together and said, hey, take our representatives out of the federal government. The states have the power to do that. The legislatures of the state have the power to do that. The trouble is, like a couple of the callers said, most of the state legislatures are in bed with everybody else, just like our army is, and just like basically everybody is with the United Nations with Congress.
But we need buds and pals. The people that are good people sitting in the legislature feel just as powerless as John Q. Citizen in Cincinnati, Ohio. But once he starts to understand it, wait a minute, I've got friends out here. I've got real constituency out there that is going to give me the power and the strength to go up on my state floor and make my declaration known.
They had that when they went up against, don't you remember the big news headlines about basically Texas was going to tell TSA to get the hell out of their airports?
No, I'm talking on a much bigger scale than this, Peter.
I'm just showing you, though, I mean, that they didn't follow through.
Well, okay, but as I said earlier, there's a law sitting there getting ready to be passed. Do you think maybe they might vote for it if they got 500,000 emails next week? If we melded their damn computers and their phones and their PBXs into a pile of junk, do you think that they might pay attention to us?
I would hope so, John. But, I mean, like here in California, as broke as we are, we still voted another tax increase on top of it.
Well, I can't speak for California because you people are in your own unique frame of mind out there. And I'm not inclusive, but I'm just saying the state of.
No, I understand that. I mean, basically, you've got a broke state, and here they are now. They're taking from the private sector, and they're giving to the public sector to keep the schools going.
Yeah.
And that initiative that was passed was for 30 years.
Well, and, okay, we you and I can sit here and kick this back and forth for the next 20 minutes.
Okay.
We've got callers here. Pam in Texas, thank you for holding on, Pam.
No problem, John. I've always told you I have your back one way or the other. I'll be right there with you when you need me.
I appreciate it.
I need Peter Neese's computer address.
Yeah, it's lawman, L-A-W-M-A-N, 07, at live.com.
At what now?
Live, L-I-V-E, .com.
.com.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yep.
I'm trying to get all this stuff down so my husband can do it and get on there. And where do I send a membership to?
Membership for what, ma'am?
To be able to get on your computer site.
Oh, you talking about the archives?
Yes, sir.
800-724-2719. If you call right now, Julie will answer the phone.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Appreciate it. Gosh, I wish everything was that easy.
Yeah.
And maybe
that'd be great.
You know, if we get rid of the doubt and the fear and the real mission that we're on here, I wonder how many things will just fade away.
that's why I'd like to see the people get together and get them a sheriff that's going to stand up, because most of the people out there, if you want to test this, ask any attorney to stand up for your rights, and they won't do it.
Well,
they will not do
that's
it.
Because
they won't represent you.
That's because they represent the king of equity.
The corporates, yeah,
there
the corporate
go.
Side.
Yeah. All right. Chris in Tennessee is up next. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good evening, John. John, how close did we get to the $40,000 fund drive? Did we hit it? Or
We're at 35 and stuck.
And stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, because 35 is a lot. I helped put some in there and everybody else listening. I know we threw a lot of topics out there. The one thing that gets me about Lincoln is that I believe he was also selling equipment and stuff to the South during that time. He was double dipping and selling equipment to General Lee, I believe that. And the other side of history was that's the reason why Custer got slaughtered, is because Custer didn't get along with General Grant. He didn't give him the proper repeating rifles, and then he was slaughtered out there. Actually, Grant sent him out there. But anyway, we got a lot of topics here. This succeeding from the United States was tried before with Dr. William Pierce in Arkansas, and they were facing a large prison time, and they actually did win that case.
Mm-hmm.
But the weapons and war that we're going to see in the future is not going to be with gunpowder and lead. It's going to be, for instance, on James.com, is a big giant microwave on the back of a truck, and they turn that microwave on, and it burns the skin off your bones. It's been tested on animals, which I saw the results from.
Chris?
And also...
Yeah, okay, you're going to be describing... I mean, hell, why not just start nuking, you know, American cities? Will the drones be dropping stuff and just not taking photographs? Will we have Black Hawk helicopters? Will we have TSA? Will we have checkpoints? Will we have the military in the future? You can sit there and name 50 things that is going to prevent us from doing what we need to do. And I don't give a damn about it, Chris.
Well,
let me tell you something. You're cooked anyhow. They'll just do it in a quicker fashion.
I've paid up and had an agreement with you to buy minutes, and I've only used a little bit of it. And the other part that I was going to say is that the government, the states collect money from the people, and then they mail it to the federal government, and then it's supposed to be trickled back down to the states.
Yeah.
No governor has ever refused to keep any of that money before it goes to the federal government on that side of it. But the other issue is they were getting ready to put 3 nuclear reactors 20 miles away from my house here,
mm-hmm.
and after the disaster in Fukushima, that operation has been shut down, and last Saturday, we had a 4.8 earthquake. So, there's a lot of, and also the caller from New York, if you want to move to Tennessee, we have houses down here for under $100,000. Your taxes are only $400 a year, but we also have million-dollar houses that are on golf courses on lakefront property.
Do you have anything cheaper than 100 grand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. I'm sure he's...
I mean, we don't have the... Now, we have 92 counties here. I believe you said you had 80-something in
88, yeah.
Okay, we have 92 here. Yeah, there are some cheaper than that, John, but we have to watch out for your city tax and then also your county tax. The Lincoln movie coming up should be pretty interesting, but... I predict somebody is going to do something like they did in the Batman movie with the guy with the orange hair, so they can get their 15 minutes of fame. I don't know where it's going to go, but actually, the one thing that I did like about the turnout with Barry Santero getting reelected is that, if my opinion is, if that Mitt Romney would have been elected, we definitely would be at war with Iran's nuclear reactor, and that's just...
We still may be, Chris. We still may be. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
All right, we're back. I have Ralph Winterroud in queue here. Hang on, Ralph. We'll get to you in just a couple of minutes here. Let me go to Rose in Montana. Hello, Rose.
Hi, John and Peter. Listen. Hi there. You know, the Constitution is gone. It's as far as the political processes in this country, in my mind. My personal opinion.
Well, it's true.
It is something that lives in memory. It's not an active document. It's defiled on a daily basis over and over and over. And as far as what are we going to do, I so appreciate you putting out the information. The other thing is, the flip side of that is that all this information is overwhelming. You know, we start finding out about the chemtrails and what's going on with weather modification.
To whom, Rose?
Food,
and
water.
Rose, slow down here. It's overwhelming. For who?
Of us that are learning, thanks to broadcasts like yours.
Okay.
It is overwhelming. But this is what I think is going to happen. When somebody comes knocking at your door, we may not, this country is big. It is very difficult to organize.
We're not... Rose, excuse me here. We're not talking about organizing an entire country.
Well, we would almost have to be.
Why?
Well, you could organize by state, but if you break it down, it's virtually the same thing. You know, even the states, it is very difficult to get enough people to say, I'm going to take up arms, I'm going to or I'm going to... I think as long as we keep talking about legislature and government, we're going to fail.
Let me tell you something, Rose. If we go into a pitch battle with what they've got waiting, I can guarantee you you're going to lose with the numbers that we have.
I think we're going to lose anyway, John.
Well, why am I doing this radio program?
Because you're educating us.
Well,
now,
okay, but geez, oh, Pete.
Hold on. Now, because you're educating us, I know in our small community, there are very many people who are listening. And when they come walking to your door, you're going to stand up for your rights. And your neighbor is going to back you up. And it's not even about local government. It's about communities. I think the whole government thing, interesting thing that happened in Kalispell, Montana. You know, we talk about the sheriffs. Well, you know, that's kind of their own choice. But we had a group for a while called, I don't know if it's still in existence, We Left for Certain Reasons. Because actually, you know, they started to do a 501c3, but something similar to that. It was called the Liberty Bell. And we interviewed all. We brought them in, interviewed all of the delegates for sheriff. And, you know, the one that won was definitely the most popular. The one that was about the Constitution. I mean, heck, we even asked him, you know, what are your thoughts on the Constitution? Well, anyway, so that's one little thing. So let me do that's a prerequisite. But then there was an incident that came up where a bunch of the Liberty Bell members went to the Sheriff's Department in Kalispell, Montana, and nobody in that office had a proper oath on file. Nobody. And as soon as they knew they didn't have a proper oath, they were like, oh, wow, you've got to get this changed. And so dealing with government, I don't think, is the way to go. I think it's talking to your neighbor, talking to your children, talking.
Well,
you know,
and Rose,
I mean,
look, if this was 10 years ago, if this was, let's call it November 14th, 2002, if this was 10 years ago, I might say to you, well, okay, keep walking and talking. You know, the numbers might grow of the educated people out there that we can one day politically make an impact. Have we?
I don't think we're ever politically going to make an impact. It's too big.
What's too big?
It's too big.
What is
government?
Okay, we are the government. We are the government. We are the government. People have got defeat tattooed on their foreheads, and you can't rub it off. Rose, hear me. I understand the successes and the failures that small bands of people have had before. I understand that a lot of these people don't... An oath on office? I needed that. A lot of... Richie Mack, God bless him, has gone out and addressed sheriffs. He's had a good impact with them. But unless we got about 250 Richie Macs that are working 24 hours, 7 days a week, it ain't going to be enough. I'm telling you this. If we shake the foundations of our individual state governments and shake them so hard that the damn thing crumbles to the ground and the rats are running, have you been defeated or have they, upholding something other than the constitutional government for the people of their respective state? This is a numbers game. We don't have enough numbers, Rose. And I'm not angry at you, but I am tired of hearing the same thing in different forms and fashion from the same people. I've heard this before, Rose, and I understand it. But I'm telling you this. Politically, unless you want to go into the damn leaf shredder, or walk out in your back porch right now and put a gun to your head and blow your brains out because there's no hope. That is defeat. We have got to stop thinking as if we are defeated. We're not. Anything that you have... We had people drop. Ralph Winterode was in queue. He decided to drop, and when I announced it, everybody else dropped. 800-313-9443. Thanks, Ralph.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Okay, Rose, are you still unscorched in Montana? She dropped. Peter.
I'm here.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? Or have I just, is my cheese slid off my Ritz cracker here?
No, basically what you're talking about is individual participation in getting this thing done rather than shoulda, woulda, and coulda.
Well, I know, I see the game board for what it is. We equal in power and stature? Absolutely not. Do I see things for what they really are? I got a pretty good idea. And so far, what I've heard is collapse, economic, banks. I've heard civil war. I've heard secession. But I have yet, county sheriffs, I've heard that. But we have a lot of states with a lot of counties with a lot of sheriffs that, unless they had some help, wouldn't know how to pin a badge on. We have a problem because the people that are supposedly governed by or protected by the people that we elected to follow that Constitution are not aware, evidently, what country they live in.
Correct.
Now, I understand the problems that we have. what we have not had. And what I heard from Rose, and Rose, please, dear, I love you. You know that. But what I'm hearing is the defeatist attitude. Well, I've tried, and our little group got beat up, and this, that, and the other. What if half the state of Montana, Rose, knew what you knew? What if when you showed up in Kalispell, you had 30,000 people there with you? This whole thing is we're talking about numbers. I'm not here just to educate a few people to make them feel comfortable. Oh, God, it's a terrible thing to be ignorant your whole life, and well, at least I smartened up before they killed me. You know, Peter, with Dan, we walked outside the building here. I looked at him. I said, do you see any guns? Do you see any feds with guns pointed at us? Do you see any Blackhawks? Do you see any drones? Do you feel any threat here right now? Well, no. And I said, neither do I. Because we have something on our side that they don't have. We have the law. We have a righteous fight here. We are in the right. They are in error. It is up to us to quit thinking about this thing nationally. Let's start a national organization. No. You're arguing, okay, go to your sheriff. Get the good sheriff into office. If we got the time to do that. But I'm telling you, the greatest impact and the greatest tool that we would have for education is to start hammering the crap out of our state legislatures. Along the way, there's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to join in on that. And you know what? In that process, they themselves become educated.
Right.
The problem we have in this country right now, you have the I don't give a damns, you have the I don't knows, and then you have I know, but we're lost. And then we have that smaller group of people going, I know, and you know what? I'm not giving up. And again, the right chord is struck here. I'm good, bad, or indifferent about these petitions that are going over to the White House. You and I both know, Peter, that's not the route to go. But I would, as I said, I would not want to be President Obama sitting in office right now listening to one of his staff going, excuse me, Mr. President, I know you've got to run. I was last on the list to tell you this, but there's petitions coming into the White House website. 30 states are talking about secession, and the numbers are starting to build. Now, is Obama going to do a press conference and go, wait a minute, the people have spoken. I'm the latter-day Lincoln. Set my people free. No, I have no illusions about this. But there has been nothing on a consistent basis that people could get. And we're not talking about something that shifts from one day to the next. Get out the Constitution. Therein lies the key to the political victory to get this damn country back, because they don't have that. And the only thing that they've done is destroy all vestiges of hope in this country for survival. I'm not interested in living in this country in its present state. If nothing else happened from this day forward, I would never, ever, for one moment, take an easy breath, because I know there's a lot of stuff to reverse. Now, I keep hearing from people, oh, we can't do it. It's too big. It's too this. Go shoot yourself, folks. Just do yourself in. I don't want you in any more pain for any longer. You've endured enough. I'll let you deal with the ramifications of taking your own life. I wouldn't want to be standing in front of God if you're a Christian. Well, you didn't suck me up to heaven, so I took a shortcut. Here I am. And how did you get here? Well, I put a 38 to my head. Well, guess what? You're not allowed in. For you Christians out there. You know,
I agree with you, and I wish these people would start asking their state legislators questions. I mean, you learn the stuff, now ask the question.
Well, and I was looking for a story. I put this over to my webmaster / guy that wears 15 other different hats down in Georgia. And this was an article that was written about down in Georgia. state legislators were sitting around listening to a presentation about Agenda 21 and the effects it's going to have on the people of Georgia. Of course, we had the story skewed, and it was put over by the lame brain people out there doing a story on how ridiculous this is. It's not ridiculous. It is the truth. Agenda 21 is in full force in this country, and it is going to get worse. Out in California, what did I just see today? Well, we're going to start taxing cap and trade. We're going to start trading carbon credits. There's your Agenda 21. It's sticking in front of everybody's face.
Right.
It is not going to take that much to get these people motivated, but they have had nothing to cling to in this country. So don't sit here and tell me, folks, that 80,000 people in the state of Texas, and those numbers would build rapidly. Don't tell me that 100,000 people in the state of Texas hammering the hell out of their state legislators, out of their governor. Forget the lieutenant governor. This guy's a joke. He's ex-CIA. But don't tell me that will not start to make a difference. We've got the rule book. I don't know what the hell they have, but we got a rule book.
You know what, John? For a long time, I could never understand why a bunch of citizens didn't get together and form their own law company and start suing these people. I mean, if you want to jam up the legislature, we can jam up the courts, but nobody seems to want to do it.
Well, but have we not been demonstrated? I mean, you just said it earlier. Prop 183 out in California. One federal judge said, don't think so.
No, I understand that, but what I'm talking about is the local issue, basically, with the people that are in charge, let's say, of a county or something else like that. You start the lawsuits. Hey, you guys aren't following the Constitution. And then watch what the judge says when he says, you can't bring that Constitution into this court.
Okay, well, then I'll just remove the people that in the state legislatures and at the federal end that is responsible for putting you and your agenda. We just ask him to vacate his seat.
Right.
And say it with real meaning. Let me go to Chris in California. Hello, Chris.
Hello, fellas. Listen, Peter, you tell that judge that he has a bond at stake. Look him right in the eye and say, Judge, you have a bond at stake.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great. I've had a lot of people basically that have come up to the threshold, but they won't take it a step further and sue the bond.
Yeah. Here, let me bring this up. To the caller from singing the praises of Tennessee, you've got Viper squads that are the arm of the TSA crawling all over your streets. So Tennessee is, well, questionable. How you doing today, John?
Fair to Midland, mostly good.
John, I'd like to say something about the debt. Oh, the big debt that we're all being crushed by this big debt. And, oh, boy, they sure remind us of the debt. Now every household now owes, what, 300 grand? Or
something like that.
What, 900 grand? Or,
something.
Or what?
It's money they don't have. Yeah.
It's laughable. Here's the point. I want to know, Peter, maybe you have more insight to this. Tell us, my friend, what is the nature of the debt? What does it entail?
It's a promise. That's all it is.
To whom?
It's an IOU.
To whom?
Promise.
Whom in capital
well,
letters? Whom?
Promise basically to them, not to us.
Who are them? Who are them?
Them would be
this
the people
vague,
that I would
vague
call.
This language. Not from you. But from those
Chris, Chris, hold on a second. I'll let you make your points, but when he starts to answer, don't talk over the top of him. If these are rhetorical points that you're bringing up, tell him he doesn't have to answer because you're not giving the opportunity to answer you.
No, I want a
succinct
answer about
Chris.
Who...
Yeah, Chris, these are the trustees that the people have put up there through the District of Columbia, United States federal government. They're the trustees. So the trustees, basically, are the ones that are in control. Rod Class ran into that when he went into an administrative procedure, brought up the Constitution. The judge turned, in fact, he did it four times. And the judge turned around and said, I'm sorry, I don't have any jurisdiction over these people. These people are sovereign. You aren't.
let me put this forth. I say repudiate the debt. You know who our greatest example here is in recent times? It's little old Iceland.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I've got it written down on my note.
We go tell them to sit on their debt. We're repudiating the debt. We're starting over. You know, I put this forth to you. There's a bunch of Jews that run the banks that are just sapping the lifeblood out of American people. You know what? You know what? They've called people anti-Semitic for far less things than what I just said. Bring it. Just bring it. You make me puke.
They have brought it, and they're repeatedly bringing it to you every day.
Oh, yeah. It never ends.
Well,
the point is, we repudiate the debt. We have a zero balance.
But, Chris, in practical purpose here, what was the one thing that they had to do in Iceland in order to go after those bankers?
Paid up and roll it over to Bernanke.
No, no.
And say, here,
no,
you're
no,
paid.
No. Oh, no, 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 Chris. Chris, what they did, the people went to the Icelandic government. They said, look, we've got a problem. We've identified it. It's the banks. They sat there, played pocket pool, rolled their eyes, did not respond to the people. What the people did is they pulled their little keisters out of the seat, put a representative government in that did the will of the people, and said, we've had enough of this. That is when, and only when, things in Iceland started to change.
So what
That's
they did
right.
was physically went in there and grabbed them by the collar and dragged their criminal butts out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then they proceeded to put him in irons.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, John?
That's about the size of it.
That's correct.
Well, what's the matter with America, Americans?
Well, that's what John and I are asking.
Where are the balls here? Where are the balls of this country, this wonderful, what was once a wonderful country? Well, see, they'd get shot down attempting to do this in District of Columbia. If a bunch of people, if a large group of people amassed on the Capitol,
but
as it were.
Well, Chris, but why do we have to do that? I don't look. I guess everybody's misunderstanding what I'm saying. I know what the federal government has done. I know that the self-serving supposed law that they came out with to protect the nation and to protect us. I understand all of what they have done. They are not going to stop. They're not going to say, oops, we made a mistake. You're right. We were wrong. Okay, we're going to start rescinding this stuff. They're not going to do it. And I don't care. And I don't care what they do next. Because it is beyond the scope. It is beyond control. They are out of control. They are driving everything else out of control. And I'm simply saying this to you, Chris, that we have the ability, and I think we can garner the numbers in the respective states, to demand that these people start operating on Constitution. And I understand what they've set up, both at the federal and the state. But these mistakes that they have made, let's just chalk it up to human nature. Sometimes we're foolish. Sometimes we're not too bright. Sometimes we're go along to get along. Sometimes we're just not paying attention. But I am saying this to you, Chris, that we have enough concerned people in all of the states, even in Vermont. Sorry, Vermont. Even there, even in California, that if the right banner was flying, and that banner is the Constitution, if that is our reference point, and this was the mistake, and this is what I was trying to tell the guy with the Occupy Wall Street people, how divergent that message was. Everybody was pissed off. Everybody had their agenda. Everybody had their pet peeve, and they let it be known. It looked like a damn circus. I don't need to go sit on the green, and I've been in Washington, D.C. many times to many events, and it looks really cool to have thousands of people there. They're not paying attention. I don't need to be there. What I need is thousands of people around the state capitol in Austin. What you need, my friend, is thousands of people around your state house in California. Either the people are going to act to preserve their state and their country, or they're not. But I am all for doing the nonviolent redress of government in numbers that they had never seen before. Now, if
that'd
what
be wonderful.
Well, yeah.
But you get a horde of people, for example, in my state, and they address their grievances physically, and they, you know, 30,000 Californians walk up into Sacramento, and they don't cease and desist. They're going to get mowed down. Is that the message that needs to be sent,
Chris? What basically hasn't been done here, and I don't know why. I don't have an answer for you, other than I don't understand when people understand what the problem is, why they can't write in a constitutional candidate rather than vote for the corporation candidates that are up there.
Well, they did though, Peter. Millions of people wrote in Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Nobody, the counters. Remember, Stalin said, "I don't care how you vote, as long as my people are in charge of counting."
Yeah, he says, "I don't care how they vote; it's who counts the vote that matters."
Yeah, his people were counting the vote. You got a Dianne Feinstein here in California. She's she's a gun grabberess, a par excellence.
Yeah,
and she got in again. And you know what? I know the people didn't vote her in. I know, and all the propositions here, I followed them closely. Everything that should have passed went down in defeat. Everything that passed was completely
okay.
Aided.
But Chris, do you whether it be what was the prop for the Monsanto thing?
37.
Okay, prop 37. Do you think that vote was counted accurately?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Did you know, John, a quarter of the votes, and we're talking many multi-millions of votes, were not even counted, and they had the audacity to tell the people, well, we can already pick it, so we called it ahead of time. It's a science, don't you understand?
No,
but what I understand is you're a bunch of crook counters.
Exactly.
And you need to be taken out.
Okay, look, what the people of California have to do is do it again. And this time, demand an honest vote. See, we keep going back to the very same problems that have never been remedied. Okay, we do this. Well, they've done that. Well, they'll do it again. Not if the... Well, how many people would you estimate out in California, Chris, that were for Prop 37?
Well, what about Prop 30 or 32?
Wait, Chris, answer my question. In your understanding, what percentage of the people of California wanted the labeling laws enacted under Prop 37 in California?
Probably 75%.
Okay.
Yes.
Are these 75% of the people in California that wanted Prop 37 to go through? That's it? Okay, we've done it once, that's it, and we walk away?
But no won the day, John.
What?
No won the day.
Okay, so you're willing to accept that and walk away?
No, we're not, as a matter of fact.
Good, then let's do it again. Let's keep doing it until they bend to the will of the people.
Why can't the people bring in an emergency referendum? Has anybody ever thought about that?
You're in California.
Yeah, we're currently looking at that right now, Peter.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and 37 is just the biggest example of the whole filthy plate.
Well, Proposition 30 is what tore me up. It's for 30 years.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not a California. What's Prop 30?
32.
Where they're going to take from the private sector, and they're going to support the public sector as far as the schools and everything. And this is supposed to be in place for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can throw a trillions and trillions at the schools. They'll never advance.
No, they won't.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, Chris, I'm running.
Throw at schools. That's a joke.
I'm running out of time here. Thank you for your call, Chris. Your points are taken. Stan in Florida. Hello, Stan. Are you there?
Debates back and forth and back and forth, and we all, one thing we can all agree on, it's all about the money. So why don't we start doing some research on public money that's being done on the net right now, different people that are working on public money. And people would say to me, well, how could you trust public money? And I would say, well, would you rather have John or Peter or Stan on the board of the bank that they own, or would you rather give the money to Bernanke? So how come we don't talk about public money?
Why aren't we talking about state banking?
Right.
Even using their funny money script that ain't going to be around too much longer.
How about county banking? If there was five commissioners and the people went to the county and said, we would like you to do some research on the county public banking, and three of them said yay, and they did a study. There's 20-some states right now, I guess, that are investigating public state banks, like the Bank of North Dakota.
The key to that, Stan, is state. The problem is you break it down even further than you have in equity. You don't have a standard of which everybody plays under that rule. And how many times, Stan, I don't know how long you've listened to this program, but how many damn times have I said, look at North Dakota?
Amen.
Right
on. The dichotomy here between North Dakota and South Dakota is unreal. South Dakota is where all the credit card companies are at. North Dakota is the people that said, yeah, we still got credit cards, but you know what we got? We got a state bank. You know what we don't have? We don't have unnecessary high unemployment. We don't have state budget problems. We have paid our way. Even using their script and their credit system, it is still alive and kicking.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, why don't we follow their lead? They've been doing it since 1919, the only state in the union.
That's a rhetorical...
Stan, you ask a good question. John and I don't have an answer. I mean, what do we do? Go out and beat people in the head with ball bats and say, hey, wake up.
Okay, well, let me go back to the beginning of the show here. What did I just say? Do you think that these people in the respective state legislatures are going to go, you know what? I'm thinking about maybe proposing a bill for a state bank. But I don't know. I don't think I'm going to have the support of my constituency here. You know, I don't feel the support for this. So I'm going to sit here and do nothing. But I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, in God's glorious universe, on this little dirt ball, in a universe without end, I am telling you that if we hammered our state legislature in mass and we did not quit, this is what we need. This is the solution to the problem we have right now. How many different ways can we demonstrate what the Federal Reserve and the federal government has done with getting us in debt? It is all there on the table. We collect all the little facts, we plop it right in their lap and go, okay, your move. You don't move, you're out of here. I've heard over 20 years, Stan, I've heard, well, this is my line in the sand. No. Where most people have drawn the line in the sand is at their own front door. You come into my house, hey, man.
Oh, man, it's all about the money, and until we can get organized to invoke honest weights and measures, it's all going downhill.
Peter, do we or do we not have the constitutional right for sound money in this country?
Yes, we do, and basically it's in Declaration of Independence, too. We've got the right to change it. It says in there, though, that people are more willing to suffer the unsufferable than to break the chains that bind them.
Well, I seem to remember history past. They don't talk about this a whole lot. 3% of the people that were under the crown of England said, you know what, we've had enough of this.
Right.
97% of the people did not take an active part against the king, but still managed to cast the king off, start a country, and the rest, as they say, is history. Stan, thank you for your call. Peter Neese, thank you for being here today. More importantly, you people out there, are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm tired of bumping my gums about the problems. I'm tired of people being afraid. I am tired of them losing their homes, losing their jobs, losing their lives.
It's true.